Preparations are underway for construction of a new Dorchester Fire Hall on Cape Road near the center of the former village after Tanchamar Council approved a $5.6 million contract with Rice Contracting last month. Tanchamar may have to dip into its capital reserve to cover the cost of the project, which came in $1.3 million over the estimated budget. The new fire hall will be built at the site of the former Dorchester Right Stop convenience store. The Village of Dorchester bought the property in 2021 in preparation for the opportunity to build a new fire hall. Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Partridge told CHMA the project has been a long time in the making and will make a big difference for the volunteer fire department.
It is going to improve morale. It's going to improve the flow of things. We're really looking forward to our new hall. There's going to be a lot of new things in there, new facilities, and it's just going to run things way more smooth for us.
The new fire hall will give the department about twice as much space as they currently have for trucks and firefighter facilities, says Partridge.
It'll be twice what we have. Instead of the single trucks like it is now, it'll be too deep. And with our new hall, we left for expansion for a fourth bay. Because eventually we'll have a larger rescue and hopefully a small ladder truck, because the new construction these days, you don't want to be on a roof. If there's a fire in the house, you don't want to be on the roof because it's just very low grade construction. So the big cities are using these ladder trucks just to fight a bungalow fire, and we're no different. So that we're home for a small ladder truck down the road.
Last summer, the municipality placed an order for a new pumper truck for the Dorchester Fire Department, and the new fire hall is needed to accommodate the new $920,000 truck, which will be too big to fit in the old fire hall. But delivery, says Partridge, is being timed to coincide with the opening of the new hall, which will also have other improvements.
There'll be a larger training area. Even around the building there'll be, and plus there'll be a hydrant on site that we can fill the trucks. A large gym area for the people who want to keep fit. We certainly encourage that. It'll be a bigger kitchen facility. It'll be backed up by a generator, of course, the whole building. So it'll be in case of any kind of emergency. Will always be power there.
Partridge says the current fire hall was built around 1947 and at one time housed a water tower that was used to fill the trucks.
Back then there was no hydrants, no water and sewer. And so they purchased this tank before my time, of course. And like I said, it was 20,000 gallons or something. The well is still in underneath the floor, and it would just... The pump would kick on, and when it was full, it would kick off just like a toilet tank, really. So that was the only water source to fill the trucks.
Partridge has been with the Dorchester Fire Department for over 50 years and has seen a lot of changes. Currently, Dorchester firefighters use pagers and also get alerts on their phones. But years ago, there was a set of 8 red phones in various firefighter homes and a telephone tree system to alert others. Partridge's grandfather was one of the founders of the village department.
Down on his property was a single car garage. They had a Model A or a Model T Ford with a pump in the trunk. And that was their first fire truck.
Partridge recalls that back in the day, the location of the fire hall on a hill could come in handy.
Back then, there was not a lot of maintenance. And all the trucks were standard, so sometimes we'd have to push them out the door and down the hill to start them, because they're all standard. And so there was no maintenance. There was no money for maintenance back then. So if the battery was dead, we all just got together behind the fire truck and pushed it out the door and down the hill and popped the clutch, and away we went. Hopefully the fire was in that direction.
Tanchamar Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell says that with a federal penitentiary and a First Nation, both in the service area of the fire department, she's not surprised the new fire hall project is finally a go, despite the extra $1.3 million in costs.
so excited. I was a little nervous with the tariffs, what was going through, if we were going to, this was going to transpire, but it did, and very excited about it. And I was pretty sure it was going to go through because we have the two federal entities within our community, so we protect both of them. So very excited about it, and for our volunteers, too, to have a new building to work out of. Very pleased with it. And another thing, it's right across from my where I live, so I'm going to be able to watch every step of it.
Quality control.
I'm going to put my lawn chair out front, and I'm going to have front row view.
Chief Partridge says he expects the new hall will be a hub of activity for the village.
It's huge for us. It's huge for me. I guess I've been around the longest, but seen lots of changes, but I'm always open for new changes, and this is going to be the one change for us. It's going to be a huge positive boost for the village. I'm hoping the village will be behind us on all this. I'm sure they are. Of course, it's going to mean something to do with the taxes, I expect, but it's going to be the hub of the village, and I still am calling it the village. It's going to be the hub of activity, as far as I'm concerned, for years to come.
The existing fire hall is expected to be used by Tantramar Public Works for storage, and the design of the new fire hall includes an office for municipal staff. The old Dorchester Village office was closed in early 2023 due to possible mold issues, and CIO Jennifer Bourne has told council that the building is being assessed for potential future uses. Site clearing work has begun at the former Dorchester Right Stop Market property on Cape Road to make way for the new Dorchester Fire Hall. The $5.6 million project is expected to be completed sometime in 2026. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.